What made you want to write this particular book, and what was your motivation to write it?
Well, for me, it's kind of personal. I struggled with chronic disease as a child. I'm type 1 diabetic as collateral damage from that chronic disease I had as a child, but very inflammatory conditions. And so my whole life, really, I've been kind of looking for answers as to why I struggle with these diseases that I've gotten rid of now. And this book was kind of the answers that I found. I think that it could be answers for a lot of people. And I found that trying to explain these things in, you know, short-ish appointments with patients was difficult. So if I could put it down in a book that they could maybe read, then I could spread the word a bit more.
What is the truth behind chronic disease? You're saying that, for one thing, chronic disease is not genetic? In other words, so are you saying it can be prevented?
Yes. So there are, you know, a certain small percentage of diseases that are genetic, like Tay-Sachs disease or sickle cell anemia, truly genetic. But the vast majority of the chronic diseases we see today, you know, heart disease, cancer, these types of things, are actually due to a mismatch between our physiology and the drastically changed environment that we live in today. So if we look at how much the environment has changed in the past, really 200 years, but 10,000 years too, which is not a long time in the span of life. Especially the last 200 years, we've seen major changes in food, major changes in the amount of toxins we're exposed to, major changes in how stressed we are, just due to the fact that we are doing our jobs for money and that kind of thing, rather than having our needs met by various different things. So that extremely changed environment is mismatched with the physiology that we, our physiology that's evolved to us, and that's creating a disease epidemic.
So was there a lot more chronic disease now than there was 10,000 years ago?
Yes, definitely. I think that, so if we look at 10,000 years ago, that's when humans started agriculture. And so if you look at animals in nature, which is what humans were before we started, you know, civilizations and things like that, they were very well evolved to the environment they lived in because they had to survive in it. And the ones that weren't well equipped to survive in it didn't make it. And so when you start changing things, humans are very smart. We evolved these large brains, so it kind of helped us get away from that harsh environment of trying to survive in the wild. And we developed civilizations, agriculture, industry, these types of things. But it changed the environment we were living in very, very quickly. And since evolution is a very, very slow process, there's no way it could have kept up with that extreme fast change.
The Health Evolution, Why Understanding Evolution is the Key to Vibrant Health, was released on Amazon Friday by Dr. Stephen Hussey, a Bedford County resident and doctor of chiropractic in Roanoke.
So you're saying also that the disease epidemic directly relates to the health of the planet. What do you mean by that?
So there was actually just last week, I believe they release it every year, the World Wildlife Foundation released their big report on like the state or the health of the planet. And one of their big claims was that, you know, these almost 60 scientists said that since 1970, we've seen a drop in diversity of the species on the planet of 60%. So when we look at what causes that drop in diversity, it's the same things that are causing our health epidemic. So it's, you know, toxifying the planet, rapidly changing environments, that type of thing. So if we make changes in our own personal world, health-wise, it's actually going to benefit the health of the planet, because the same reasons that we're destroying the planet are the same reasons that we're destroying our health.
Just for background, when you say diversity of species, you mean fewer species or a diversity within the species itself?
Fewer species.
Okay.
Yeah. So 60% is a big number.
60% are gone?
Yeah. We're losing. You know, we've lost 60% diversity since 1970. So 60%,
that's across the board from bugs to
right,
mammals?
Right, yeah. From bacteria to mammals to, you know, plankton in the sea, all that kind of stuff.
What will people get out of this book? Are there actually things we can do to sort of to right the ship and get better health, for not only for us but for the species?
Definitely. So, you know, the majority of the last half of the book is about what we can do. And so if we're looking at, I think the best thing to do, since we are programmed as kind of selfish beings, you know, survival of the fittest kind of thing, what we can do to right the ship is to almost look selfishly at what we can do on a day-to-day basis for our own health. And so instead of focusing on how can we, you know, save the whales or, you know, plant more trees. I mean, those are great things to do, but the best thing to do would be to focus on your own health. Don't demand or demand that we don't have as much plastic, you know, or don't use as much plastic. That doesn't get deposited in the ocean later, but it's also best for you because plastic is an endocrine disruptor in our bodies. So in the last half of the book, I really try and focus on, it's very practical things that people can do. It goes through different areas of health, everything from, you know, the food to the toxins to gut health to movement, all kinds of things. But I also tried to write the book so that I wasn't just like quoting research after research after research. There is research in there, but I don't find that very applicable to the average person. So I tried to outline what people could do individually and send them to resources that they could use to help them along their journey.
And if our health is better, will the planet's health be better? Ultimately, if you're using less plastic, maybe they make less plastic, so we don't have an island the size of Texas of plastic floating in the Pacific. So if our health is better, is the planet's health better?
Yeah, I think that there's a measurement we could use of the health of the planet. If our health starts to improve, I think we'd see the health of the planet improve as well.